Channel 1 over. A continuation of the visit after an interruption, after the thing has been off for half an hour. Continuation of the visit with Little Bessie this Sunday afternoon, the 14th of October, 73. Channel 1 over. And a continuation of the visit with Little Bessie this Sunday afternoon, the 14th of October, 73.
But it's just so much, it's so hard.
See, I bought the stuff last week, and I looked this morning.
Oh, it's just beautiful.
I had my butter on, I put it in the bowl, and just set it on the stove.
Uh-huh.
So it'll get soft, be nice and soft by the time I come back.
Uh-huh.
And I had my cream cheese. I wouldn't put it on the top shelf. I wouldn't put it on the shelf of the refrigerator.
Yeah.
I had it all back on this side. Tom had gone into my cream cheese and had eaten off a big hunk off of the side and even cut off a piece.
That's all right.
I said, oh, don't tell me. I said, well, it calls for 8 ounces of cheese. Here he is coming in. So when he came in, I was mixing up the butter and the cream cheese and the sugar. I said, boy, you really went into my cream cheese, didn't you? He said, yeah, you know, that cream cheese and peanut butter is good.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh.
Well, it's certainly beautiful, and we do appreciate it. Well,
it looks like Mr. Miles fixing supper.
Yeah, I wish Tom was closer up here where we could go in together on that garden, because I need a little urging myself, and we could put it in the
Miss Miles want to cut out a little piece, and she changed her mind.
Go ahead, if I cut a piece, it'll just spoil the appetite.
No, well, you're cutting a piece anyway.
Yeah, it would be, sure would be good if Tom would, that's the best way.
Do you know what, I didn't want to go back home. It was a hard thing, it looked like, for me to go back down there.
Yeah?
I told him, I said, you know, I feel like I'm out of place.
Feel more at home up here?
They said, why? I said, I just feel like I don't belong down here. I haven't been to see my mother yet, waiting on these slow people.
But that was something there on Miss Bessie's porch.
I never thought you could hold up to it like you did. Being up here, away from your own place as much as you were, and you see it the very best, that it was so uncomfortable up here. And she just stuck with it.
She stuck with it.
I stuck out as determined. I said we did have our run-ins. She'd get mad and bawl me out. Went brought from the hospital last time, she told me, she said, oh, shut up. I said, you getting well. I said, and you can eat too. So Sunday night, he said, what'd you say? I said, oh, yeah, she told me to shut up. But, you know, I hate to think it. But I said, I'm Bessie, I don't believe wanted to live. She'd never take her medicine. Now, out of all of that, that kidney medicine especially for her kidneys, do you know I found a shoebox full of those pills and the other pills, all except her heart pills? Nettie, I'll tell you, you found a shoebox, a bottle of those pills.
Uh-huh.
You know, I didn't know that her kidneys bothered her. I thought it was her heart.
She had this heart complaint, and as something else, like asthma, you know, that's when she'd get that wheezing. But I said to Ruby, they say asthma. I said, but I've never known that Bessie to have asthma. I said, I've never known anybody in our family to have asthma. And I said, now, I don't think it's asthma. I said, I believe it's fluid in her lungs. She said, that's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She said it's fluid gets in her lungs. She said, and that's why she's not supposed to have salt. The least bit of salt.
Mm-hmm.
She said that maybe it doesn't taking effect right now. She said, but it gets into the bloodstream and get in her system, and then maybe she'll start swelling, her fever starts swelling.
Oh.
And then, see, that fluid goes up, saying again in her lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what do you think it was that got her?
Her kidneys.
They just quit.
The doctor said it was just... Because, see, that night we took her there, he didn't think she was going to live to see Saturday morning. I know I didn't. I didn't think she, I didn't think I was gonna make it to the hospital with her.
Mm-hmm. I didn't either.
Yeah.
I really didn't. And then when we got there, she couldn't lay down, and they was moving so slow. I said, "David, look in the side of the bag and give me that ammonia out there." I went to bathing her face and rubbing it, you know, passing it across the nose. That was before they put this thing over her nose. And then when Dr. Craig walked in there and he looked at her, he just stood and he looked. And finally he walked out. And then next thing, here come the nurse with three needles. And then he said, she shouldn't have left that home in the first place because you didn't take good care of her. I said, I know you got to be kidding. So David laughed. She said, oh, Bessie, he's just teasing you. I said, I know he is. So I never seen him smile but once.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told me, and then he came and sat in that room, and he told me. He said, it's just a matter of time with Bessie. And then when Sonny came, I said he must have looking at us when we went upstairs, because I stopped to the desk and told the girl at the desk who I was, because they knew who I was. And I said, I know I'm, early, but this is Ambassador's grandson. She said, well, go ahead in. And I said, oh, here's Dr. Craig. So then he threw his hand up at me because he's talking to some man. Then he came over and I said, Dr. Craig, oh, this is Ambassador's son. I said, this is Alan Jackson, Dr. Craig. Then he explained everything to Sonny.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, he broke my heart. He sat there in that chair when he did. When I went to her first, he stood to the foot of the bed. So I rubbed her face, I kept rubbing her, and I kept calling her. So she looked up at me. I said, I'm Bessie. So she just stared at me. I said, you know, I made you a promise. I said, I promised you that I was going to try to get in touch with Sonny. So she just looked. I said, I did. I said, I kept my promise. I said, Sonny is here.
Mm-hmm.
So she closed the eyes. So I called her again. Then I called Sonny around the side. And I kept calling and rubbing her face. I said, come on, now open your eyes so you can see Sonny. I said, now you want to see him. I said, now you have to open your eyes so you can see him. So she did. She stared and she looked at him. She just looked at him. He said, Grandma. And then, I don't know, I'd never seen her move both hands before. She moved both hands and threw around his neck. And he just embraced her and just had her up off of the pillow. And she started to cry. I said, now, Bessie, I don't want you to get upset, because I was afraid she would have an attack.
Uh-huh.
I said, now, don't get upset. I said, he is here. I said, I made you that promise. I said, now, I promised you to take you to Mama if you eat so you can gain your strength. I said, you are not eating. And I said, but you have to eat so you can gain your strength. I said, and I'll keep my promise. I said, I'll take you to Mama. I said, you want to go to Mama? She shook her head like that. I said, well, all right, I want you to eat. So the nurses used to say all the time, that's why they tell me, oh, it would be good if you'd come in earlier. Mm-hmm. So you don't wait till the visiting hour. So you come in at lunchtime and say, maybe we can get her to eat. She looked, she said, I'll never get strong. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, yes, you will. I said, don't say you won't. I said, you have to eat. And you have to take your medicine. But she never talked. She never said any more to Sonny. When she looked up at him and she said, when did you come?
Uh-huh.
That was all she said. But it was a blessing, you know, to have him.
Oh, yeah.
There.
We were so glad he was here for your sake.
He was good on everybody else.
Yes, it just helped everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, Sonny, everybody just took him in, just like he...
You know, he didn't think that the people would remember him.
Is that right?
He told me, he said, you know, he said, come back, I'll be back. I said, I hope so. He said, and everybody was so nice. He said, I didn't think the people would remember me. I said, people say you had forgotten about came here. Mm-hmm. Even the night that Ambassador died, when Bay and his wife came by there to see him. They wanted to see Sonny. And they did, and I asked Ludie, I said, Ludie, would you go tell Nettie? I said, come here quick. Because I told you that morning.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't think she'll last the day out. And, well, Ludie was taking so long to make up his mind whether he wanted to go or not. Well, Isaiah was outside talking, and I was going to call him and ask him to go down, you know, and tell Nettie to come here. So Marie spoke, so she said, Miss Tomlin, she said, we going home. And I said, we'll go right on and tell Miss Nettie. I said, would you please? She said, yes. She said, we go right now. So she called her husband. She said, come on, let's go. So Nettie was there just about 8 minutes before the breath left her body. Because when she walked in, I was wiping her mouth, and Sonny was holding her hand. So she said, "Bea, leave her alone." I said, "I'm only wiping her mouth, maybe." She said, "Yeah, but just leave her alone."
Well, we were glad Sonny was here.
Well,
I was so happy that he was. And I don't feel bad. The only thing, if he just right, I don't know if he's in Thailand or where.
Yeah.
You see, I had a letter from his aunt. Now, Laura, that's one reason. Laura didn't come because she didn't know that Bessie was dead.
Oh.
That was the one used to come and stay with her, Calvin's wife. So he went right out. He took sick at 10 o'clock, and 2 o'clock the next morning he was gone. And the oldest boy did the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So Laura, he called her mother. Well, I was up here.
Mm-hmm.
And she told Tom that Laura, and then I had a card. She was in Michigan visiting some friends. And I guess it was pretty hard on us because her mother is sick. She had this enlarged heart, arthritis, and just a complication. And her sister had this serious operation. They had to rush her to the hospital the 2nd of June. She had a tumor on her bowels.
This is all Laura's family.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, Leslie is the one that... See, now she'd always send out Bessie something for her birthday or for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She was just like a daughter or something to her Bessie. And see, Laura was a daughter-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
But Les taking care of her mother, and she have her niece, little boy, taking care of him, and had to run to and fro to the hospital to look after Leslie. Well, I guess she was you know, just had just about give up.
Mm-hmm.
And they told her to go away for a rest. See, while she was there, she went to Detroit and then went to Canada. And she didn't know. She called home, but they wouldn't tell her that Aunt Bessie had passed. So I had a long letter from her. And the 23rd of August, her sister's husband fell dead with a heart attack not far from the house.
Well, things do happen fast.
I said it was so much that happened, looked like to me, the month of August and September. I didn't know what way to turn.
And July. I would think, you see, that a young fellow, a fellow like Sonny, would just love to come down here and visit with all his old friends.
Well, I think he'd been in the Army so long. And
he sort of weaned away.
So, you see, they never sent him this direction.
Uh-huh.
It's always overseas. In North Dakota, he was in North Dakota. And then they sent him back to England. Now they sent him back over here.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's, you see, to go to, supposed to be in Thailand.
So he just never has been in this direction.
So he hasn't been in this direction, but
yeah.
Now he want to come back, and he's so sorry he couldn't get a chance to see Mama.
Uh-huh.
See.
Yeah, that would be so nice, because this is most of all his relations and his old friends are down here.
Yeah, let me see. Well,
he hasn't got many up there.
It's his mother and sisters and brothers.
He said he's going to come back down here and start a fish camp.
That's what he wants. He said he'd like to get over on the point and open up him a fish camp. I'll give this to Miss Daisy.
Well, you do that, because I think she would love it.
And you folks take care.
Well, we will, and we appreciate this visit.
I haven't been up that many places. What are you doing? Toasting
bread and
putting it in the bag?
That
guy's business.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
I overtoasted this.
Well, that's good.
Right, now, Mr.
Well, it went over around 200 or 300, and the end of the visit was Little Bessie. You can hear us talking out at the car at the end of the ramp. This Sunday afternoon, the 14th of October, 73, Faye came in pretty soon after she came. Channel 1 over around 200 or 300. They end the visit with Little Bessie this Sunday afternoon, the 14th of October, 73.
You're not expecting anything like that.
Well, I tell you, I was just glad to see it.
realize how long she stayed faith? She stayed all afternoon.
And talked the whole time.
Sunday.
Oh.